Happy Monday, KMA Land. It's time for the Double X Factor. This is a little 3-minute segment where myself, Sandy Edie Hansen, teams up with my co-host,
Spencer Williams. How are you, Sandy?
I'm amazing.
It's
thank
our favorite
you.
Day, Monday.
Yes.
We present the topic, and this is a topic that's kind of been working on you lately.
Yeah. I came across this quote that kind of resonated with me, and it was basically self-awareness plus self-acceptance leads to other acceptance. What we accept about ourselves, we tend to accept about others.
Yeah,
so self-awareness is pretty crucial.
Self-awareness is crucial. And I think we're all guilty of not being self-aware. Mm-hmm. And we certainly see it in other people, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So I think about this a lot when years ago you presented this to us in the kind of the you spot it, you got it format. And boy, that is so influential in your life, because I look back at some of the things that used to drive me crazy about people. And when I would think, oh, that must be telling me something about myself. It causes you to look more at yourself. And when you start looking more at yourself, you obviously become more self-aware. And that bothers you less and less about other people, because then you can start to work on those areas of yourself.
You know, everything we see in somebody else, we also have in us. Mm-hmm. But very often, that's your shadow. It's the part you won't look at or won't accept about yourself. The things that you won't accept about yourself, typically, you will project onto somebody else, because mm-hmm. you won't go there.
Right.
Right? So, and you're the easiest person of all to fool.
Yeah. The other part of this is, I don't want it to all lead like down a negative road, because this is the same for compassion mm-hmm. and positive thinking as well.
Absolutely.
We don't do this for ourselves in that area either.
Right, right. You know, there's a study actually recently. I can't remember where it was conducted. I'll have to look it up. But it figured out the biggest indicator of happiness, and it's actually self-awareness and being kind to ourselves without judging. But what is that's one of the last things we do. We notice something about ourselves and we go right into judgment.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk this week about how can we observe and be conscious of what's going on. Being self-aware is a lot of work and sometimes mm-hmm. really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But how can you do that without going directly into self-judgment?
Absolutely. And one of the key parts of this is, like you said, just being conscious. And mm-hmm. and you kind of gave a definition of conscious today, which was pretty cool, because it's not what we think of conscious as actually being awake. It's more mentally, spiritually awake, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, noticing what's going on in
yep.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
Being the observer of what's happening in yourself. I wish I could remember what I said that you thought was so good. I have no idea.
It was all good, but I just think that's something we say a lot here on the Double X Factor, and we don't want people to take that so literally that it means being awake. It's woke.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That what the
being,
cool kids are saying?
Emotionally, spiritually awake.
All right.
Conscious.
This is going to be an awesome week. Thank you so much, Sandy.